We are on Daf Samach Tes, Samach Beis, but let us just quickly go over the Gemara to get into the swing of the Sugya. Let us start just quickly to go over the Gemara. Gufa Omar Rab Yochanan Gezdabel and Yishayishu Abaylam and of Samach Tes and Medal of Shneim Einam Yechaylam Lahadish Zeh Lafi She'inai Shaloi B'zeh Lafi She'inai Bershusai. So Memele Rab Yochanan was Mahadish that one cannot be Magdish Adobo She'inai Bershusai. Mi'oma Rabbi Yechanan Hochi, Ba'oma Rabbi Yechanan Haloche, Kista Mishneh. And the Sta Mishneh, the Gemara brings down. the Tznuyim say that Kol Anilkat Mizeh, Vatznuyim Anichim Esamois, Oimrim Kol Anilkat Mizeh, Mechulol Al Hamois Halolu. That the Tznuyim were mechalu the stolen kerem revai. So, and we paskin like the Tznuyim. So the Gemara said, that's the jump just came to the Ika Sugya Omri, Leiteime kol anilkad mize, Elaime kol amislaket mize. That the Tznuyim do also agree that one cannot be mechalo adovo sheine b'shusoi. In kolam mislaket, the chilul was chal before the gneve, and they hold yesh b'reirat. And that the Gemara asked him, Yomar Rabbi Yochanan Hochei, V'omar Rabbi Yochanan Tznuyim, V'Rabbi Doisa Omru Dover Echot, Rabbi Doisa Nilkat Koma, Rabbi Doisa said, that Litoisei Erev, they were mafker that what the Aniyim had stolen. The sign Rabbi Yudai Mashachis Balabais Oimed Boima Kol Sheyilka to Aniyim Hayoim Yehei Hefkem. Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breire. Rabbi Doisei Oimer Litoisei Erev Oimer Kol Shalok to Aniyim Yehei Hefkem. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan said that Tznuyim v'Rabbi Doisa Omru Dover Echod, and Rabbi Doisa we see holds that one can be mafker adovo she'inei b'shusay. So the Gemara said, Eipach Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbi Doisa, v'Rabbi Doisa l'Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Anilkat, Rabbi Doisa says, Kol She'ilketu, and Rabbi Doisa holds Breire, and the Tznuyim holds Breire, but no one holds that you could be Mechalo Adovo Sheine B'Shusay. So the Gemara asked, Amai Apres Masnise Apre L'Rabbi Yechene, why are you Mahapach, the Baraise, be Mahapach, the member of Rabbi Yechene? Veim etznuim v'Rab Yehuda omru dover echot omri loisagi d'loi mishapche masnise. We have to say that Rab Yehuda holds ein breire the baha masnisin k'toni the isra Rab Yehuda breire, because the way it says it comes out Rab Yehuda's breire v'shemini le Rab Yehuda ba'alme the less le breire the snan. We learned the Sanya, this is a Baraisa, Aleikeach, Yayin, Mibain Akusim, Oimer Shnei Lugim Shanyos, Lahafri Shrein Trume, Asore Maisarishin, Tes Maisarishin, Mechel Vishois, Miyad, Divre Ramei, Rab Yudah, Rab Yosi, Rab Shimon, Oisrim. So, you have to say that Rab Yudah holds Ein Breire. So, Mamel, that's what it most said, Eipach. And Rab Dois holds Yesh Breire, the Tznuyim holds Yesh Breire. Shalom al Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Seif Seif, Amai Ka Afres Ela Masnissen, Mishum Dekoshe, the Rab Yudah, the Rab Yudah, like this will be a stire. Here Rab Yehuda holds, by Lekeach Yain, Rab Yudah holds Ein Breire, and by By Leket he holds yes prayer. So that's who Mapech Rabbi Yehuda. Hashte nami koshe Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan. The Amrit Rabbi Yochanan. Loiteime kol ha-nilkat aleime kol ha-mislaket. That the Tznuyim hold yesh breire, alme is lay breire. So we see Rabbi Yochanan holds breire. Because he has to paskin like the Tznuyim, he paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so it's a Stam Mishneh. So Bekitzah, he has to paskin like the Tznuyim that yesh breire. Rabbi Yochanan less lay breire. And Rabbi Yochanan personally holds ein breire. The Omar Rabasi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'achim Shecholku, that Rabbi Yochanan says that the man that holds Yesh Breire holds that the Hapolas Yerusha, the Chelke HaYerusha, falls to each Yerush lefi mashi yisbarer achakach Chelkei. That means later they make a chalukah between themselves. And if you hold Yesh Breire, I assume that the Bishast and the Philos HaYerusha, each one Yarshan the Chalik, which way they will later decide to take. So they're not Lekuches. And Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold the Breire. Dama Rabbasim Rabbi Yochanan Achin Shecholku Lekuches Hayim Marziren Zelo Zebiyayim. Elo Leoylam. So now we have a problem. After we said that the Tznuyim hold Breire, so now we have a different kasha. Rabbi Yochanan paskins like a Stam Mishneh. Rabbi Yochanan personally holds ein Breire. Aloloilom kol hanilkat. Well, so we have to say that the Tznuyim don't hold Breire, and the Tznuyim hold one can be mechalo adova shenem b'shusay. Aye, so we had a kasha. So Rabbi Yochanan said one cannot be magdish adovo shayne b'shusay. Rabbi Yochanan stoma achine ashkach. Rabbi Yochanan found a different star mishne. This nan we learned in a goynev acher aganev mishalim tashlume keifel. A goynev acher aganev does not pay keifel. Amai. Bishloim leganav rishin loy meloy mishalim al seguna mi beis haish loy mi beis haganav elo lebailim nishalim should pay to the bailim alav shmamino zelafi sheinei shaloi vezelafi sheinei bushusay. So we see that there is a klishus of einei bushusay, and that is why. And that is why you don't pay kefil to the nignav. So this Mishnah holds that there's a klishus of ein b'shusay. So the Gemara says, fine, but the tznuyim hold there's no klishus of ein b'shusay. Umay chozis to ozel bosar ahi stome levet kahi ahi stome the tznuyim. So the Gemara says, mishum de mesaya leikro, Beish ki yagdish es beisoi kodesh l'Hashem, ma beisoi b'rshusoi av kol b'rshusoi. So the mele, so there are really two stam mishnayis. If there's a chesoron of adovo she'enei b'rshusoi, our mishnah that you don't pay kefil holds, there is a chesoron, the tznuyim hold, there's no chesoron. And Rabbi Yochanan was machia like our Mishnah because the Rehitis Loshen Akro would seem that by Hegdish you need Rishusay. Now let us see the second Taisvitz. Elo li oilom kol hanilkat. Lo oilom kol hanilkat. Hiksha Rabbeinu Tuvye. Tikshe the Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan, but we still have a problem. The last lay the Rabbi Yochanan breire. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold breire. Omar Rabbi Yochanan halacha kestam mishne, ustam asnisen de lekeach kerameir de islay breire. And the stam mishne of a lekeach yayin is does hold breire. Now let us just elaborate. It's not a stam mishnah. It's alekechem beinekusei divrei rameir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Noisu midyev a stam mishnah. But the Sodas, this is a Baraisa. This is a Baraisa that brings down the Machloikas, Hameya, and Rabbi Yudim, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. But the Mishnah in the Mai does not say anything. The Mishnah in the Mai says, Olegechem ibein akusim, you say, and the Mishnah, the Mishnah holds Breira. So Memela, so that is Tais Viskasha. So we have a Stam Mishnah that holds Breira. And Rabbi Yochanan holds Ein Breira. Ba'af al gav de bestome de tznuyim less lay Breira. Now the tznuyim don't hold of Breira because they said kol hanilkat. They had to be mechalo when it's ainah b'shusay. They didn't say kol she yislake. Afal gav. So we have a stam mishnah of the tznuyim that say kol hanilkat. Afal gav the bestam of the tznuyim less lebreire. So v'chayre. So what's your kasha? Why Rabbi Yochanan holds Ein Breire? There's a Stam Mishnah like the Tzim that holds Ein Breire. Become Mokim Tikshe May Umed Ahai Stomeh May Hai Stomeh. Just like the Gemara asked on the Dion of Ein Bishusoi, Rabbi Yochanan had to bring a Hichoche from a Posik that it seems that there's a Chason of Ein Bishusoi. So over here we'll have the same kasha. We have a Stam Mishnah in the Mai that holds Yesh Breira. We have a Stam Mishnah of the Tznuyim that holds Ein Breira. May ume da hai stoma ma hai stoma. V'shema Rab Yochanan heiche shemasne b'feirish v'koma Rab Yochanan de Ein Breira. Now Tosfos wants to say as follows. Emerson, there are two shailas. There's one shaila, the whole concept of breire, can one make a chalois now? And the whole chalois that is chal now is dependent on a sidis, what is going to be in his bar later. That we have a stam mishneh in the Mai, that one can do such a thing. Shnei lugim shani yosid lahafrish. Arei hein truma. I'm making a chalois truma now. And what am I making a chalois truma? And ma shani yosid lahafrish. So I'm making a chalois on shnei lugim, which will be nisbara later, on which shnei lugim I made a chalois truma. And the stam mishnah holds breira. Zok toisvis. Rabbi Yochanan can also hold like this Stam Mishnah. If he says Beferish that he's making a chalois truma now, al mash and yosid lahafrish, Rabbi Yochanan also agrees to the concept of breira. Now the shaila, if achim shecholku yoshim elekuches, we have to go a step further. We have to say bishas yerusha, no one ever spoke out that the chiluk ha-yerusha, the yerusha should fall lefi ma sheyizbar achakach ben ha-yerusha. That means no one ever said that the yerusha should fall accordingly. But they decide later that Reuven will take so the aleph and Shimon will take so the beis. The yerusha b'shas misas ha'ov, so the aleph fell to Reuven and so the beis fell to Shimon. Here, if we say Yesh Breira, we have to say another Hesofer. We have to say that Apollos Yerusha falls, even though this was not mentioned, that it doesn't say any place in the Torah, but this is an assumption that the Chelkei Yerusha fall lefi mashe yisbarer achakach, what each Yerush wants to take. That's how the Chelkei Yerusha falls. That is already a bigger chiddush. That Rabbi Yochanan holds that he wished vehemently to disagree. Achim shecholku, who told you that the apolos Yerusha is going according to what will be decided later. The each one yarshens b'shas misa, the chelik that one is, which will is, become this baro later that he took for himself, that he wishes to disagree. There's no such klal and no such yisod that the yerusha b'shas misa is nechlak l'fi mashi is baro rachaka. Not that Rabbi Yechon holds there's no concept of Breire. He agrees there's a concept of Breire. But that Zafkev was spoken out. I'm saying that, making now Truma that Shneulugishani Yosid Lahafrish. So I'm saying Klaw, I'm making now Truma what I'll be Mafrish later. So there, if I say this Beferish, so Take, so then there is a concept of Breire. But Yerusha, that no one ever said, that the Nefilas HaYerusha is according to what will be Nisbara later by the Oif and HaChaluke. So there Rabbi Yechon holds Ein Breire. Rabbi Emerson, so Tosfos said that Rabbi Emerson, Rabbi Yechon holds Breire. The Gemara before said that the Tznuim hold Yesh Breire. That's what the Gemara wanted to say before. And the Tznuim hold like Rav Deisa holds Yesh Breire, and Mosholem al Yisrael. So the Gemara said, Ashtenami kashet Rabbi Yechonen ad Rabbi Yechonen, Talmud Rabbi Yechonen, Alma is Le Breire, Rabbi Yechonen les Le Breire. So the Gemara is very schwer according to Tosfos. I'm the Tosfos with him to Nachas that the Kash is not schwer. The Rabbi Yochanan less Le Breire by Yerusha, but by Elekech Yain mi Bein Nakus, the Midas old Breire. So the Gemara's Kash is schwer. So the Marsha brings down a Tosfos and Gitna Einachanami. The Gemara could have answered this Kash, 100% right. But the Gemara didn't want to remain with that teretz because you have to make reizen that the Tznuyin didn't say kol anilket, they said kol mislaket, and you have to be mahapach. That's why the Gemara fell off. But ein nechanami, the etzem kash of the Gemara is not too gefelach. We could say the way lemaisa tesis is mechalik. Ubereish kol aget, the kama Rabbi Yochanan af achrein einei paisul. There it's speaking about cases that the get is mamish apostle a get, it doesn't even pass on the kuhune. So the last case over there is, he tells the Seifer he had two wives with the same name. He told the Seifer that the Seifer should write the get, lezer sheteitzim mi pesach beis erishin. Both of the wives were in the house. And he told the Sefer, both have the same name. He told the Sefer, write to the Roch, the get should be written for the Rochel that goes out first. The get should be written for that Rochel. And Rabbi Yochanan says over there that it's a possible get. It won't even pass a lacuna. Now, this is a problem. Tosfos just said if a person says beferish, that I want that the chaloish should be on what will be nisbara later. He speaks up a feirish. So then Rabbi Yochanan holds breire. So over there, so why does Rabbi Yochanan say it's apostle aget? That's the Svizkashe. Breish kol aget, akoma Rabbi Yochanan, af achenei nepoisel mishum dein breire, shani hosom dechsiv vekosav lo, The mashme sheyeh tzorech sheyeh mevurol b'shas ksive k'may shemefayrish pareish kol aget. That means a chalois I could make now, even though the chalois is dependent on the biro, which eventually will become nisbara. One can make such a chalois in Rabbi Yochanan Yesh Breire. But there's a special din in Lishmo because of law that b'shas the ksive it has to be mevurel. That's a special din in Lishmo that it has to be mevurel. Now it can't be lumdis will not help Lishmo. Lishmo there's a special din. It has to be mevurel b'shas ksive. So Mamela, that's why Rabbi Yochanan holds it's a posel again. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Omar Abai. So Abai said, I love the Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Snuim ve Rabbi Doisa Omru Dovarecha. I says, Rabbi Yochanan had said that Snuim and Rabbi Doisa both hold that one can be Mechalo and be Mavker Adovo Sheine Bushusoi. Hava Amine, I would have said a different pshat. I would have said, Snuyim islohu de Rabbi Doise, de Rabbi Doise leslei de Snuyim. And we'll see in Taisvus clear, more clearly, that Abaye said, I could have verempferd the Kashen Rabbi Yochanan. Here the Kashen Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says that a nignav cannot be magdish adovo sheini b'shusoy, and so Rabbi Yochanan holds his chazon of eini b'shusoy, and here then Rabbi Yochanan says halacha kista mishneh, we paskin like the tznuyim. So Abaye said, I could have said, if Rabbi Yochanan would not have said that tznuyim v'rabdoisa omru dover echod, I could have verempferd everything. I could have said as follows. Meiker adin, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you can't be magdish adovo sheine b'shusa. That what the tznuyim hold, you can be mechalo adovo sheine b'shusa. That what rabdoisa holds, you can be mafker adovo sheine b'shusa. That's a meiker adin. That's Mishum Takone. That means, that's Nebuchadnezzar, the Ganovim will be eating Kerem Revai, the Daniim will be eating Tevil. So Chazal made a Takone that the Vailim should be capable of being Mechalo and being Mafker in order to prevent the michshel that should occur, a michshel to the ganovim and to the aniyim. That's what Abaye said. That's how I would learn pshat. But then I would not say the loshen of Rabbi Yochanan. I would have said as follows: Ilav domer Rabbi Yochanan snuim v'Rabbi Doisa omru dover echot hava amin. I would say a little differently, and I would solve all problems. Snuim is lohu de Rabbi Doisa. The tznuyim who hold Chazal made a takone that letzayrech ganovim, they made a takone that the bailam should be capable of being mechalo letzayrech ganovim, so they zicha hold the rabdoise that Chazal made a takone that you should be mafke letzayrech aniyim. Aber the rabdoise less like the tznuyim. Aber rabdoise does not agree with the tznuyim. And he explains, Tznuim is like the Rabbi Doisem. Uma beganev of the Rabbon on Takante. If the Tznuim hold that the Rabbonon made a takone litzoirech aganev. Aniyim tzricha lameimer. Aniyim tzricha lameimer. Sabadi gewiss, the Tznuim will sicher agree that the Rabbonon made a takone for Aniyim. Rabdoise less like the tznuyim, but Rabdoise does not hold like the tznuyim. Aniyim udovdi le rabbonon takant. These are aniyim, the elech aniyim. Maybe they're not lomdim. They don't know the halachas that shnayim leket shloishen leket. Good, but they're not ganovim. So never for these aniyim who are not well acquainted with hilchas matnas aniyim, they made a takonet. That's what I would have said. But Rabbi Yochanan said, Tznuyim v'rabdoisa omru dover echot. So he said, they hold the same. Sakochoch meiker adin, they hold that you could be mechalol in mafker adover sheine bishus. So there we had a problem. Of lulei divrei Rabbi Yochanan, I could have bin miyashiv everything, divrei Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Doisa and the tznuyim, and I could have said that the din chilul and hefke that I speak about mishum lesser the takanta the rabbon. But Rabbi Yochanan, we seek law to not hold like that. Let us see Taisus. Hava amine tznuyim islohu darabdoise. Veloy min hadin. Not that the tznuyim hold meikar hadin. But they hold the gezel v'len yishayishu abaylim shneem en yichaylim lahagdish. The tznuyim hold like Rabbi Yochanan. But you can't be magdish. Ule chalel ule hafke. If it's any b'shus, he can't do anything. El machmas takonu duk merabonon b'rshusei lechalel ulahavkim. Ad rabonon meira takonu duk merabonon b'rshusei lechalel ulahavkim. Shlo yikoshlu aniyim veganev. So the tznuyim hold like Abdoise. Chazal meira takonim. That even though it's einei b'rshusei, and even though a person can be magdish adover shein the bishuse, but they made a takonim that shlo yikoshlu aniim veganim, they made a takonim that the bailim could be mechalal and could be mafka. So Emerson, on these words of Taisvis, really Taisvis is saying pshat the Gemara. The Gdoile Achroinim, Chazainish, Tevir Cheschel, Abu Chonon, say they don't understand what Taisvis is saying. And their problem is as follows, that if we assume that, let's talk about, for example, the case of the Tznuyim. The Tznuyim want to be Mechalo, their Kerem Rabbi. Now, who does the Kerem Rabbi belong to? Belongs to them. But without a Takone, they can't be Mechalolit. Why can't they be Mechalolit? Because it's not Boshusai, something that is not my Rishus, I cannot Balabatav over it. I can't be Magdashit, I can't be Mechalol, I can't be Mavkerit. So they ask, what's that? It's not Boshusai, it's mine, but I don't have a Shlita over it. It's Boshusai Ganet. So how can the Rabbonon fix this chesonon? The Rabbonon made a takone, you could do. We know there's a concept of hefke bezen hefke. That means if there's only a problem, it's not mine. Hefke bezen hefke, it's mine. That Chazal can transfer bailus. They can say even though it's not mine, hefke bezen hefke, they made it mine. Fakat, that's very good. But here the problem is not that it's not mine. The Kerem Ravai is mine. It's stolen, but it's mine. So the Kerem Ravai is mine. The problem is, but even though it's yours, if it, you don't have a shlita over it, you can't make a chaloisan. You can't be mafkerit. You can't be mechalolit. I don't have a shlita. So what is the Rabbana going to say? Just like my hands are tied, the Rabbanan's hands are also tied. They can't make a shleva shlita. I don't have a shlita. It's in the rishus of the Ganev. So this is a metzias dike chasorim, which is in existence. So how could the Rabbanan rector, how could you make a takone, ukme Rabbanan b'shus? What do you mean, ukme Rabbanan b'shus? You make it under my shlita. You still have this chasorim over here. It's not b'shusi. This is a terrible problem. And Abba Chonam brings a raya that this chesoron is a dover muskim. If it's not b'shusi, it's not tachash litosi, so I can't make a chalois over it. So how can the Rabbonon be misakin this chesoron? Ukme Rabbonon b'shusi. Okay, but let's go further. So I would say, Rabbi Doise Leslay Ditznuim, the Ba'aniyim of the Rabbonon Takata. Ba'aniyim, they made a takone. V'loi beganev. But the Ganev didn't make a takone. That's Abai says, that's what I would say. Avol hashte de koma Rabbi Yochanan Tznuim, Rabdoisa Omru Dovarechot, he didn't say that Tznuim is like the Rabdoisa. He said, Omru Dovarechot, in Kain Soiger, so Rabbi Yochanan holds, the Loi Machmas Takonu Min Adin. So Mamela, so that's why the Gemara had a problem. So how could Rabbi Yochanan paskin that you can't be Magdish and Bishusoi? There's a stamishta like the Tznuim that you could be Machalol Adovo Sha'inai Bishusoi. Could be Machalol Adovo Sha'inai Bishusoi. Yeah. Yeah, fine. Fractois with Anukash. Maybe let us say that no, Rabbi Yochanan held like Abaye. And Rabbi Doise does not hold like the Tznuim hold like Rabbi Doise. Aye, Rabbi Yochanan said, Omru Dovarechot. That means, Lagabi Breire. Both of them hold Ein Breire. Because that's why the each one said Kol Anilka. They didn't say Kol She Yislake. V'leiboy ilameim edinye Breire davke komri Dovarechot. De Tavayu Islu Breire. Shrei Dovar Echot, Mashme, Mamish Dovar Echot. Not in one thing, in one thing they hold, they agree. Dovar Echot would seem, they hold Dovar Echot, in everything they agree. So Memele, so that is why Abaye said, that is not Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. I would have said it, but Rabbi Yochanan didn't say. So now, Tosfos just came now to a conclusion that Dovar Echot means it has to be, they have to agree in everything. Because the Beperi Ka'ir Baroitev, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Doise Ben Arkinis, Omer Dovar Echot. And there the Lav Mamish Dovar Echot. The bemage davka omru dovar echot, avo bemaso pligi. Now we'll see what Tosfos is speaking about. The awesome snap. We learned a Mishnah, shnei chatzoi zeisim metamim bemase, veloi bemaga. Like this, the din is, a kezayis is metamim bemage u bemase. If you touch a kezayis of an avela. What if we have two chatzoi zeisim, and a person will touch each chatzoi zeis? So Rabbi Yishmael says it's not metame b'make, but because I touched a chatzoi zeis, and here I touched a chatzoi zeis. The mage wasn't a chatzoi zeis. So I made a chatzoi zeis not metame b'make. B'mase, but if I'm carrying it, so then it's considered I'm carrying a zayis. I'm carrying a zayis. There's, I don't look at, even though the two chatzi zayisim, in mase, it's called I'm carrying a zayis of nevel. Azayis et Rabbi Shmuel. It's awesome, sna, shnei chatzoi zayisim, metamim b'mase, v'loi b'mage, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. So Rabbi Shmuel holds, it's not metame b'mage, but it's metame b'mase. Obehide Rabbi Doise, what did Rabbi Doise say? Nabe mesecha seyolos pergimu, kol hametamim boyu shenechleku v'ichnisno lebayis, Rabbi Doise ben akinis metai v'chochomim metamim, keitzad, hanoigeya b'shnei chatzoi zeisim mina nevela, oi noison, is toyer. Rabbi Doise holds that you're toyer. So Rabbi Doise says that two chatzoim are not metame
b'masa also. Not like Rabbi Yishmael. Mash med Rabdois ben Akines metair b'mage u b'masa. So Rabdois ben Akines says that's nechatzoim and not metamba b'mage u b'masa. Rabbi Yishmael says it's not metamba b'mage, but it is metamba b'masa. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Shneyim Omru Dovorecha. And before Taisva says Takash, we have a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. Let us say Rabbi Yochanan means that the Tznuyim and Rabbi Doisam Dovorecha means Lagabi the Prat of Ein Breire. They both hold Ein Breire. So they said, no, Dovorecha means they completely agree. They completely agree in everything. Like the Taisvus, I have a same Rabbi Yochanan that says Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Doisa Omru Dover Echot, and they agree on one Nikude, they don't agree in the other, in another, in all Nikudes. So you see, Omru Dover Echot does not necessarily mean that they completely agree in everything. So let us say this is Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan, we're back with the Kasha. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan also holds like a Abaye. So on that, Taisa says two Tirutz. One Tirutz, Taisa says, Vishwami kim de maga omru dovarechot ein choshis afu gav v'loi shovu b'masa. So I think Taisa means to say like this. By maga, they agreed 100%. Both of them said that the Chatzizayis is not mitame b'mage. They both said this. In Masa, they disagree. Fine, they disagree. But Omru, they said Dovorecha. Here, they didn't say Ein Breire. What they said was, this one said Kol Anilkot. This one said Kol Anilkot. They said that Chilul helps on Adobar Shaini B'shusa, Hefkelz on Adobar Shaini. That's what they said. I could derive from what they said that they agree they hold Ein Breire. But they didn't say Ein Breire. They said something else. So that's what Taisus is coming to tell us. If the terminology Omru Dovar Echod means these two people said the same thing. But by here, Abdois and the Tznuyim, they said that Chilul helps on the Dovar Sheini B'Shusa. I could derive they hold Ein Breire, but they didn't say Ein Breire. Omru Dovar Echod means they said something similar. They didn't say something similar. But over there, Rabbi Doise and Rabbi Yishmael, Take, they said, Omru Dovar Echot. They both said that Shnei Chatzoi Zeisim are not Metame B'Magim. For Eidoi Mari, we could even say more than that. The Legamri Motzis Lemeimer, you could say the Sover Rabbi Doise ki Rabbi Yishmael. Could be Rabbi Doise also holds that it is metame b'masa. I Rabbi Doise said it's not metame b'masa. Rabbi Yishmael said it is metame. Hodel Rabbi Yishmael mitztalfim hainu b'merudet. Merudet means that you have two half zeisim. There are strands of meat which are attaching these two chatzoi zeisim. So then Rabbi Yishmael holds that it's metame b'masa. The Rabbi Doise Ayri b'mefuzer legamri. Rabbi Doise that says it's not metame b'masa. Ayri b'mefuzer legamri b'gabi masa boi noisei v'hu denisa shemechu b'yachad. That it's possible you can carry one through the other. I mean, there is some sort of a chibur. Kedekama ula b'yishmaite. So we'll stop here on this taisvitz because later taisvitz goes into a pupil and a sugi with ula. Al koponim, so taisvitz wants to say could be omru dover echad means everything. And Rabbi Shmuel is speaking about memerudit when there's still a chibur. And Rav Dais is speaking about without a chibur, but with a chibur, everyone agrees. Zok te gemara weiter. Amarov. Now Rabbi wants to say, without Rabbi Yochanan, he would have had a different mahalach in the Tznuyim, and it also would have solved all problems. But Rabbi Yochanan had here paskins einei b'shusay, you can't be magdish, and here the Tznuyim hold you could be mechal einei b'shusay. So he said, if Rabbi Yochanan would have not have said this statement, that Tznuyim v'rabdois amru dover echod, I could have said a different mahalach in the Tznuyim, and with this mahalach, all problems would have been solved. Let us see the Loshon of Lav. Amarov. Ilav da'omar Rabbi Yochanan Tznuyim v'rabdois amru dover echod. Rabbi Yochanan would have not have said this Loshon. I would have said, Man tan the Tznuyim Rameiri. That the Tznuyim go according to Rameya, and what? Lav Omar Rameya, Meiser Momon Gavoyo. Rameya holds that Meiser Sheini, and who Adin Kerem Rabai, is Momon Gavoyo. Now, what does Momon Gavoyo mean? Momon Gavoyo means that the Bailim has no ownership whatsoever in the Kerem Rabai. The Momon belongs to Gavoya. I have a schus achile in Momon Gavoya. That means I have a schus, but it's not mine. It's Gavoya's. Kebi Mekadosh Anisha. It's not mine. I have a schus achile, but it's not mine. Ba'afilu hochi le'inyim pediye ukmei rachmone b'shusei. So you have something that be'etzem al pi oy mekadin is not mine, because it's Momon Gavoya. And we find a very interesting halach. D'chsiv, v'im goel yigal ish mi maisoi, if a person will be poide his maisa, chamishisoi yosef olof. So if a person is being poide his maisa, chamishisoi yosef olof. So kan shoyel aben, how did Rameya learn this pasuk? The posik is really, you have to learn the posik with a grain of salt. That means a person will be paid his maisa. Anshuldik, it's not his maisa. Kol yoy rachmone maisroi u'maisef chaymish. So what is pshat? So let us understand the posik. So we would confront Rav Meir with this posik. Well, ask him, Rav Meir, you say it's Momon Gavoya. No, the Pasuk says it's his Maisa. And if he's Poide, his Maisa has to be Maisa v'chaymish. How do you learn Pshat in the Pasuk? So you know what Rameya said? He said, no, you have to learn Pshat in Pasuk. You can't learn the Pasuk literally. It's not his Maisa. But the Pasuk gave it a din Maisa. That means even though halachically it's not his Maisa, halachically, he has no bailus whatsoever. Only is a schus achila momen gavoy. But the Torah says it has a din maisrei legabi to be maisa v'chaymish, even though there are no qualifications to make it maisrei. But the Torah said that it's we consider it your maisa in order to be poide and to be maisa v'chaymish. So that means, so it has a din maisroi without the qualifications of maisroi. I'm not really a bailam, not even shaloi. And the mailers, I don't have the qualifications of bailas. Pavel Pekin, the Torah says it has a din maisroi, and then you have a din bailam and your maisroi chaydish. Now, Kerem Rabai, nami goma kaydish kaydish mi maisroi. Kerem Rabai, we have a gzeir shove, kaydish kaydish. Ksiv hoche kaydish ilulim. By Kerem Rabai, it says kaydish ilulim. Ksiv gabi maise, becha maise horetz, mizera horetz, mipri haetz, lashem hu kaydish. It also says kaydish. Ma kaydish tersiv gabi maise. Just like the kaydish that says by maise. Af al gab de momin gavoyu. Even though it's momin gavoyu. it does not have the qualifications to make it maimon. Le'inyim p'diya ukmei rachmone b'rshusei. So it says by Maisu Sheini that even though it is not yours in Hilchis Momen, you don't have the qualifications to make it your Momen, but the Torah says it has a din. Ke'ilu it's your Momen, even though, parentheses, it's not your Momen. Af hai koidish nami dechsiv gabi kerem revai, af al gab delav momen dideyu, linyin achuli ukmi rachmone bishusei, toki ise bishusei nami holav dideyu vo motzi mochu, bishimochi motzi mochu. So me mele zog the rova moirdikishtik teurem. That means the whole problem that the Gemara had on the Tznuyim, how could they be Mechalol? It's Eine Pershusoi, he doesn't have complete Bailes, it's Niklash's Bailes. That's only if you assume that Maisa Sheini is Momen Hedyet, that he is a Bailem, so you have a problem, he's not a complete Bailem. So Memela, then we're going into problems. But if you hold like Rav Meir, so don't start being mechalpul, it's ainu b'shus, I have a bigger problem. It's ainu shaloi. It's ainu shaloi. And the Torah called it maisoi. So kochos, the Torah gave him a din bailam without qualifications of a bailam. It's not shaloi. The Torah called it maisoi. So my mother said, but it's not b'shusoi. So what is that b'shusoi? It's not shaloi. This is a din bailam that the Torah gave him, even though he doesn't, the qualifications of bailas he doesn't have. So mabailas, so there wouldn't be any problem whatsoever. So that's by the tznuyim. But, avol gabi leket, but leket is no such tiktok over there. Leket, when the bailam is matke, kivin the mamainati day, there, taka is a moment. There, when a person is mafka his tvur. There, there's the kasha. How can he be mafka? It's my tvur. I can be mafka. Ki yise b'shusi, the motzi mafka lekele. So b'shusi loy motzi mafka lekele. So melef Rabbi Yochanan would not have said that the tznuyim and Rav Dais amru dover echad. I would say they're two different things. The tznuyim, there's no problem whatsoever. The tznuyim, there's no problem of any b'shusi because it's any shloi also, and the Torah gave him a din bailim. Masha ein kein, Rav Daisa, there take, he is a metziistic a bailim, and Rav Daisa is take a problem, but Rav Yechon doesn't have to hold like Rav Daisa. Rav Daisa is not a stam mishne. Let us see Rashi. Man tan the tznuyim rameya. The oma b'kedushan, maisa momen gevayu, the chol heiched the isay la maisa labdi dayu. Wherever the maisa is, it's not his. Ela de gavayu ule inyim p'diye ukmei b'rshusei. The mechayiv leichumshe. He it's called his, and he has to give a chaimish. The labdi dayu, if it's not his, la have a yoiv chaimish. However, shein maisav chaimish ela bailim. Receive me maisroi. So here you don't have the qualifications of Bailam. It's Momen Gavoya. And Hachinami Bekerem Rabbi. Avogav Delav Dideyu. Kodesh Kodesh Mimaisa Yalik. So Memele, that he has a din Bailam, even though he doesn't have the qualifications of Bailam. Avoleket. But Leket. Well, there we're talking about your makirit, because it's yours. Or the hegdish, ba'almo, or the case of Rabbi Yochanan. The case of Rabbi Yochanan goes to when he's Yahshua Bailam. And there the Bailam wants to be magdish. Right? So there it could very well be, you can be magdish. Avol hashadom Rabbi Yechanin tznui v'Rab Dais amadov arechot Shema minot amayu mishum dloi boi b'shus. If you're comparing Kerem Ravai to Leket to Al-Kochoch, you can't say this tiktayla. Tamayu mishum dloi boi b'shusay ואפילו במילסה דאלמת, by anything. בכל כמד לא יהיה ישוך להפקר, ולהדביש, ולחלו. That is Rava's memory. Let us see Taisvis. Karye Rachmone Maisroi Umaisif Chaynish. So it seems that the whole raya of Rava was from that he's Maisif Achaynish. So we see that the Tregei but it didn't Maisroi. Taimilari, the Belay Chaymish, why did he have to build from the Hisophus Chaymish that he has a din bailim? The Belay Chaymish Yochel Adaktik, to Ukme Rachmane Beshus, a dis shtik teire that he has a din bailim, even though he doesn't have schuse bailim, could prove it from another din. Mekivin sheyochel livdoisoi, vein shumodom yochel laakib olo, aval acher ein yochel livdois bal kolchoi. So Taisvah says as follows. Taisvah says, forget about the din chaymish, forget about maisrei. This is a dover muskim. No one can be machalu my maisa shayni. And I can be Mechalu, my Maiser Sheini, and no one can stop me. So, this is a big problem. If it's Mom and Gavoya, it doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to Yena. So, what's Man Ishtana? Why am I better than him? I can be Mechalu, and he can't stop me, and he can't be Mechalu without my permission. And it's not mine, it's Mamon Gavoya. So Al Kochoch, you have to say this concept, that even though it's not mine, the Torah gave me a din bailim. So Mamela, he needs my permission. I don't need his permission. So without the din of what Aposik and what Chaymish, from Hilchis Chilul alone, I see this concept, that he has a din bailam. V'yeshloima the homashu yochel lefdoisoi v'loy achel hayne lefi shehu biyodoi. I could learn a different shot. I could learn that the din chilul was given to the person who the maisa sheini is bir shu soy. It's bir shu soy. The maisa sheini is bir shu sa bailam. You don't need Bailim to be Machalu, but you need the Shlitosai. I have Shlita over it. It's in my Rishus. You don't have Shlita over it. The Torah said the Din Chilul was Nimsa to the person who has Shlita over it. Not that he's not necessarily that we gave him a Din Bailim, but the Din Chilul was Nimsa to the one who has Shlita over it. That's how I could have said pshat. Hayne lefi shehu biyodo. So if that would be pshat, so then I'd have a problem. So if the key, the shayrish of the koyach achilu comes because it's kushli tosai, so then the tznuyim have a problem. There it's not kushli tosam anymore. Aber kshehu biyad achenk my kerem rabai, delel, ozla yuchel lefdoisai. So that means without bringing this vault of maisroi and choymish, aber hash dashken shiye choshev kolkach sheloi, she moisev choymish, the Torah gave him a din baile. Ba'ach afiluk shepoide midati ye moisev choymish, not that Stamos Yena doesn't have the rishus to be poide. No, because he's taking away from me. No, afilu when Yene is poi de bishli chusoi, he also is not moisef chaymish. So al kochoch, so there the gather is, shmaminoda legamrei ukme rachmone bishusei, afilu bishusachem. So then it's a different vote about it.
So then the vote is, if we see in Eisofes Chaimish that when I'm poida, I have to be Moisev HaChaimish. When someone else is poida b'shlichusi, v'yezas chus p'diye, he's not Moisev HaChaimish. So Kan Sheila Ben Manishtane, why am I different than Yena? Yena also is a koyach to be mechalu. So Koch Chayev Adin Bailam, and he doesn't have Adin Bailam. That was the Rayev. The Tais was weiter, Koidish, Yalef, Mimaisa. So the Gemara says, and you learn out Kerem Ravai from Maisa, to Mamela. Just like Maisa, it's called Maisrois, a Kerem Ravai is called, it's also called his Medabai. Taim, the Loma Lila Midrash, Bepere Keita Mavochen, Bidachsiv, Koidish, Hilulim. The Gemara darshins from the word Hilulim, so the Gemara wants to say one drash, that the hay is nischalef with a ches, achlei vahoda achlei, that it's kodesh, and the only way you could eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim, you'll be machalel it, achlei vahoda achlei, perish, kerem ravai toin chilul. So I have a special drash, achlei, be machalel it vahoda achlei. Typically, mikodesh. Kodesh, the Maisa. I didn't need a new posik. I have a gzeirish of it. Kodesh, Kodesh, the Maisa. And just like Maisa Sheni, there's a din chilu. See, there's also a din chilu. We are shleima, the lav, the ashkan, the pidyin. Have you seen in Kodesh, Kodesh, mishviyis, shein lo pidyin klal. That means that's clear that it was nimsav as a gzeirish of a kodesh kodesh. But which kodesh kodesh I'm medame to, that you have to figure out, that there was no mesoir on that. So memele, if it would not have said achlei, I would say that kerem ravai is like shviyis, that there's no din pidyon whatsoever. Not like maiser sheni. So that is why, first have to be the posik achlei, there's a din pidyon. Now I said it is dinya ma'isa shein. The ein lahaksha is klal omali kodesh tepeg le mehilunim. Oh, good. So now I know there's a din chilu. Fine. So without chilu, it's also. So I know everything. Why do you need the gzeirish of it? Gzeirish of it, the kodesh yitzrach le meima di yesh loi chaymish ki da oma beperik beiz di kedush. You need it. Fakir, the din chaymish is that I learned out from the Gzeira Shove, Kodesh, Kodesh. Rabbeinu Chaim Tiris, the Ilav Hilulim, if it wouldn't say Hilulim, Migzeira Shove Lehavi Yedinin, will say the Girsav Zabach, Shetzorik Chilu Bishlishis. Sheimaiso Sheini Noyik Bishlishis. Amir de Kezach. That means, if my whole Mekoyer, that Kerem Ravai needs Chilul, is because I learn out Kodesh, Kodesh HaMaisa Sheini. So I got news for you, that Maisa Sheini is only Noig the first year and the second year. So I would say Kerem Ravai is like Maisa Sheini, parentheses, I mean, first year and the second year, just like by Maisa Sheini, there's a Din Chilul, by Kerem Ravai, there's also a Din Chilul. The third year, there's no din Maisa Sheini, so there's no din Kerem Ravai if it falls out on the third year. So that is why I need Achlei. No, that's I need Achlei, Mahoda. Achlei, that it's coming to tell me that by Kerem Ravai, always you need Chilu before you're capable of eating it. Ve'virayim yirishalmi the ma'aser sheni perikay. The koma ba'da atamba te ma'aser sheni noyig b'shviyis. Masa te ma'aser sheni is noyig b'shviyis. By shviyis is no din ma'aser sheni. The chavosei ain't neta ravai b'shviyis. Right? There's no neta ravai b'shviyis. But I kosam שגם שלישיס ושישיס, שלישיס ושישיס שאין במייסה של יבן דת המרווי. אמר רבי יסי, שלישיס ושישיס במייסה ששביס אין במייסה כל איקר. בקיצר, די ירושלמי seems to be saying, the Shalmi says, we compare Neta Ravai to Maisa Sheini. Just like Maisa Sheini is on the Beshviya, so what is Neta Ravai? Then the Gemara, then the Shalmi yesterday, Bezoi, Shlishis, Beshishis, they should also not be a din of Neta Ravai, because it's not Maisa Sheini. Mal says, no, there's a difference between Shlishis and Shishis and Shviya. Shvius is no maestris whatsoever, so there's no netar avai kerem rabai. Shlishis and shishis, since there is maestris, so memela there is a din of chilu netar avai and kerem rabai. Avul leket, the moment di dayu. So the Gemara says, over there, there's a son of any b'shus, avatsoch l'mei me'ol, the gabi leket, leket ka. Ala rabcha de milse not stay, that ala ike ka, lai domi adodi, because here, that what the Pasuk says it is, because it's Takahiz. Asha Ein Kein, Kerem Rabai, which is Mam and Gavoyah.